I would say one of the hardest working rookies on the team. Ever since training camp, you know, CC came in and every day after practice, working the throwing around with Jadon and a couple of those other guys after practice every day out there with Coach Jake, just out there working on his craft every day after practice, not knowing when his moment would come, and look at us now, and his moment's here. So, you know, I feel like he's ready for it, and we have all the confidence in him.
Jalen, he's the first guy in NFL history to start his first game in a postseason game at quarterback. Does that put more pressure on the three-headed monster for you guys to carry the weight?
I mean, there's been pressure on us all year. I mean, that's how we keep our offense balanced, and you know, being able to run the ball and to keep people guessing where they can't just, you know, just sit and want to drop back everybody. You know, they got to come down and protect the ball. So we had a little added pressure on us when DC went down. And, you know, obviously last game, you know, everybody knew we were going to try to run the ball and we just couldn't. And they in Denver knew we wanted to run the ball and they had a good game plan. And we just really just couldn't connect on the passes to, you know, to free up some running lanes. But we got to be able to like Coach Jack said, we got to be able to run when everybody knows we're going to be we're looking to run. And right now, that's what we have to rely on right now, just to, you know, to help our quarterback situation. But I believe that coming into this week, that we'll be able to do that.
A couple of weeks ago, things looked great, and now you guys are facing some adversity. Has the morale changed at all? Do you guys still believe you can get the job?
Oh, yeah, we always believe, man. We always believe. We wrote this for ourselves, a 12-4 season, and we got a playoff berth. You know, if I think somebody told me what last year, Denver lost their last game going into the postseason and went all the way to the Super Bowl. So definitely our season isn't over just because of that last loss. We're definitely in the position that we want to be in. Granted, we would love to, you know, go to the Super Bowl and have the road go through Oakland. But obviously it's not going to be that way, and we're fine with that. So we're going to go down there to Houston and, you know, try to come out with a win.
Is it helpful that you guys have faced them once this season?
I mean, it is helpful, but again, the NFL is very competitive. So obviously we're coming in with a different game plan or some things the same and want to switch some things up. And we're pretty sure they're going to come with some new little wrinkles and, you know, in the game planning wise, defensively and offensively. So it's just going to come down to, you know, who makes the best plays and who makes the fewest mistakes out there come Saturday.
You taking any time at all to reflect on your journey here? You were undrafted back in April, now you're playing a playoff game in January?
Yeah, just a little, you know, just as much as I've always have. I mean, it's really cool to sit around here and talk to some of the guys. You start really realizing how hard it is in this league to make it to the playoffs every year. You got guys that been in the league double digits that's, you know, only been able to be in the playoffs probably two or three times. So as me as a young guy, my first year as a rookie, to be able to have first a 12-win season but also be able to make it in the playoffs, it's really cool, man, and I look forward to going out there and having fun Saturday.
Here's what made about Connor's leadership when he was coming out of college. What have you seen him as a leader from the little time you've been around him?
Oh, man, he's great, man. Great guy to talk to on and off the field. He's real passionate, and he kind of has this calm sense about him. Like, I don't know if y'all saw it out there, but he got out there in the game in Denver, and you know, he'll be out there getting ready to call the play, and you know, he's just got his hands in his hand warmer and just like, yeah, calling the play with that kind of like that swagger. So I feel very confident, Connor. Like I said, man, I've been seeing him since training camp. Every day after practice, Connor was out there you know, working on his throw, trying to get better with Coach Jake, a couple of like Jadon and a couple other wide receivers out there catching for him after practice every day. You know, really shows that, you know, he was always prepared for this moment, and his moment finally came. So I look forward to seeing him out there Saturday and playing well.
Several of your teammates admitted you guys got punched in the mouth last week and didn't really respond. What's going to be different this week if Houston happens to land the first blow?
Oh, we got to be able to respond at the end of the day. You know, last week we couldn't. This week, you know, we're going to get prepared, and hopefully we find a way to, you know, bite down and really, you know, send them a punch right back. And that's the name of the game at the end of the day. Football is a game of blows, a game of highs and lows, adversities, momentum changes and everything. So you have to be able to, you know, fight through all those adversities and, you know, still be able to press forward. So we look forward to the challenge, man. You know, Houston's a great team. You know, the last game when we played them in Mexico, you know, went down to pretty much the wire. So we don't expect them to, you know, lay down or anything. It's their home field. They're good in their stadium. They're 7-1. So we look forward to getting down there, man, and coming out with a win.
How important is playoff experience? Is it overrated in any capacity in your mind?
I mean, I'm not really sure, you know. I mean, I'm a rookie, so, you know, I mean, but I have felt throughout this year that game by game I've gotten better. Game by game, the game has slowed down for me. I feel more comfortable with games, so I feel like if you talk about, you know, experience, I feel like it does help, you know. I know the playoff game will be a different vibe, you know, from what I'm, you know, hearing from older players and coaches. You know, it's definitely, it's more intense, you know, because every play can impact the game. So it's kind of like you get that extra jolt of energy to, you know, per play to go out there and just really, you know, this is your last chance of the year. So, you know, I think experience, you know, definitely, you know, has a use. And, you know, winning. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to who makes the most plays and who doesn't make the most mistakes. So
you got a big smile on your face, pumped up. Look like,
yeah, I'm ready, man. I'm ready, man. I'm enjoying it, man. This is fun, man. I mean, you're living your dream. You're playing football. You know, you really couldn't ask for anything more, man. It's fun. I look forward to the challenge, man.